This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel and the two main armed groups in Gaza agreed to a ceasefire on Thursday aimed at ending 11 days of deadly violence. A statement from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said the security cabinet had unanimously accepted the recommendations to accept an Egyptian initiative for an unconditional ceasefire. Hamas and Islamic Jihad then confirmed the ceasefire in a statement, saying it would come into force at 2 a.m. local time Friday in about 2 hours. The fighting has seen Israeli jets pound Gaza with airstrikes as militants fired thousands of rockets into Israel after days of tensions in Jerusalem sharply escalated on May 10th. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres had told the General Assembly early Thursday, "The fighting must stop immediately." He says if there's a hell on earth, it is the lives of children in Gaza. Two Egyptian security delegations will be sent to monitor the ceasefire deal, diplomatic sources tell AFP. The delegations will be sent to Tel Aviv and the Palestinian territories to monitor the ceasefire's implementation and procedures to maintain stable conditions permanently. U.S. President Joe Biden signed a hate crimes law Thursday aimed at protecting Asian Americans who have suffered a surge in attacks during the COVID-19 pandemic. Biden says the Asian American community has been made a scapegoat of anti-Chinese sentiment since the coronavirus outbreak began in Wuhan, China in 2019. Activist group Stop AAPI Hate says there were more than 6,000 hate incidents in the year from March 2020, but many more were likely not reported to police. This is VOA News.